With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Golly, Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday, May 24th, 2019. Jimmy, Jackie, Jackie.
Damn near June, Matthew.
Sing my name to me now.
Oh, Matthew.
You do have a, I'm not going to say it's like, recordable worthy.
Yeah, I couldn't make money off of it.
But, I feel like you could win karaoke competitions.
Maybe if everybody else sucked.
No, I mean, I'm not even making a bit right now. That do that little curl at the end you did there.
I don't know if I can. Oh, Matthew.
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Chubbing up a little?
Well, no, but I think he's got the little curl you put at the end of notes and stuff. I can't do that.
Yeah, sing my name.
I run out of breath. No, you sing anything else. Sing Paige's name to her.
Oh, that's hard to do. This is Paige.
That's pretty.
It ends on a
Paige.
I'll take that.
Yeah, a little Aaron Nevin going.
Paige.
There's no Paige songs out there. There's Caroline and
Turn the Page.
Yeah.
Well,
turn her over.
That's not a girl song, then. That's not about a girl.
What about Flip the Page? Would you like that one?
No, that's it. Not romantic.
You know what? Oh, Flip the Page.
Maybe I'm thinking about Matthew because you were in my thoughts overnight.
Fat boy, I was in your thoughts.
Yeah, you were in a weird dream I had.
Oh God.
Yep.
Why you look me up and down when you say that? That's odd.
Make sure if you're wearing the same stuff, but I don't remember what you had on in the dream. You were wearing clothes, though.
Fat boy, turn this volume off this thing over here down a little bit.
Yeah.
This was a dream you said you had last night?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have audio of you snoring from years ago. We'll play that in the background. Yep.
Back when I had back when I was really fat and I had the apnea.
Yeah.
Back when I had problems.
Right.
Breathing. Living.
It sounds like something in the wall that is like just eating all the wood or something. Maybe what would that be? A wood eater?
Yeah. It's a termite.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
You don't have it anymore?
No, man. It got better. Okay. Now I breathe well and sleep well and stuff.
You lost weight in his throat.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it's like my throat used to be closed off because I was north of 400 pounds.
That's true. Back when he was 430 pounds, his dolphin animal sound was great.
Oh,
now
it
sounds too choke.
Yeah, now it's choke. Yeah, can't do it now. Throat's opened up.
So tell me about the dream.
Well, we were driving. Well, actually, you were driving. I was riding shotgun, which is bizarre.
Opposite life dream.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah. And
now I drove to lunch yesterday.
So did I.
Well,
we both drove.
We have separate cars.
We do. We don't share a vehicle.
Anyway, your point.
It'd be hard to do.
So I was driving. Where were we going?
Apart.
Were you going to that fictional resort you made in your other dream?
I have no idea. I don't think so. We were headed in the general direction of my house.
Okay.
Yeah, we were on Pleasantburg Drive. As a matter of fact, I remember some landmarks from the dream. So
don't end up telling everybody where you live.
Some dude in the car in the next lane, I don't know what happened, but Matt got real, real mad at this dude. Some young dude in a convertible.
Is he hot?
Yeah, the long surfer hair kind of dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a bad-looking guy, really. Not a bad-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, in the dream. Just, like a punk kid guy, though.
Better looking than me in the dream? He was?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. The best-looking dude in the dream, probably.
It's a nightmare.
So, anyway, he's in a convertible, and you're yelling at him out the window, and he's talking back, but in like that punk kid way, where he's not like,
"Hey, fatso,
where
you want to race?"
He's not like cussing you out, but he's just being a dick.
Yeah,
and you hate him.
Uh-huh.
And you wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
So anyway, he winds up stopping at a gas station that's along Pleasantburg Drive.
Uh-huh.
And then
they sell our beer there.
You pull in there next door.
Uh-huh.
not to the gas station, but the parking lot next door.
Okay.
And you get out and you're yelling at the guy, and I get out and I'm just kind of standing there not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I do. And then,
did I say anything offensive to him?
Yeah, just general arguing back and forth kind of stuff. So then, for some reason, you go to pee in the parking lot.
Okay. Now, that's easy to
the adjacent business beside the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
And I see him go running the gas station. So he goes running in the gas station, and while you're peeing, some woman who works at the gas station comes out and says, "All right, who's peeing in the parking lot?" She comes running over. And all these people are running very fast, by the way.
Oh, man.
And my dream was accelerated as far as people running.
Did I get away?
Yeah, by then you just finished up when she came out, so you're putting it away. But instead of saying, "No, I wasn't peeing," you cop to it and just apologized.
Mm-hmm.
But then that kid came back out of the gas station, and you go running again very fast.
Nice.
Everybody in the dream ran extremely fast.
Okay.
So then you go running over there, and you jump on his ass, and you're trying to whoop him.
Yeah.
And but then like three
Did
or
I
four,
ask him if he's 18 first?
No. I mean, he definitely was. He was
okay,
in his
good.
Early 20s.
Good.
But then three or four other dudes get involved, and it's just this whole scrum, and then I got to go over there, and I'm trying to, you know, keep you off of these dudes and keep these dudes off of you. And I wasn't fighting anybody. I was just, like, shoving people apart and stuff.
Hmm.
This is a weird dream.
Did I win the fight?
There wasn't a winner or a loser, really.
Just a breakup?
A little scrum.
Was that bleeding or...
No, nobody was hurt. Nobody was injured. Nobody was bleeding. Nobody had, bruises or lacerations
the law
or
was
abrasions.
Never,
or
the law never came. The law was never called.
I woke up before that happened.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll pick up. You ever done that? You ever pick up on the dream, like in a continuation style dream?
Very, very rarely.
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, I won't say it's never happened, but I don't remember it happening. I
wonder what that means. What does that mean? We said the other one was that you were living life, felt like you were looking for the attention of a woman in your previous dream, but in fact the dream was telling you just to go have fun and it will find you. Now, does this dream mean you're tired of being, you're tired of fighting my battles for me?
No, but that's the thing. Dreams
defending
are,
me.
Dreams are never as clear, as analytical as our Western minds and Western thought processes make them out to be.
Southern. I'm from the South.
Yeah.
Paige is from the one out West. It's the one from out west.
You know what I'm saying? Like the way we interpret our dreams over here is entirely too literal.
Yeah.
We're always off, way off the mark on them.
Well, what does it mean?
I don't know. Maybe nothing. Maybe it's just a silly
You drink dream. Before bed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, there we go.
Oh, yeah. Well,
there we
not
go.
Not like a lot, but a little bit.
A little bit of drinking.
Yeah.
All right. I love that. Do you keep a dream journal?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
This is your dream journal.
Yeah.
You ain't been up, well, what, an hour? Come in, talk about it while it's fresh on your mind.
Yeah, I've been up a couple hours.
Very rarely late in the show do we talk about dreams. It's got to be first thing or you forget.
Yeah, you start losing details as that's, you get to doing stuff.
That's the thing that if they can develop like Microsoft. I keep seeing all these commercials with Common, the rapper Common, actor Common, the black guy. You just say Common, I mean, you got to explain it a little bit. And he's talking about Microsoft artificial intelligence and all this stuff. And what if they could develop some kind of tech that records your dreams for you? Because if you get into it deep enough, you do dream. You just don't recall them. Or I remember a week or two ago, I had a great dream. It featured Snoop Dogg. But it wasn't anything memorable, but it was very lucid in that I in my mind now, I still kind of felt like I met Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. But I noticed as I got in the shower, the memories were fading within 10 minutes of me waking up.
Yeah.
And, you know. I don't know, it's weird. But if they could record your dreams, oh, man, I'd get up earlier to watch my dreams before work.
That'd be your favorite TV show.
Dream Flicks.
Yeah. I mean, that's not...
Shut up. That's
not,
mean.
No, that's not a knock on you. That's just how... That's everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You'd watch your own dreams. Everybody would do that.
I'll tell you something.
It's not a knock on you at all.
No. I'll tell you something. If there's anybody in the room's dreams I would watch, well...
If it was Fat Boys, you'd have to dress like you're in the front row at a Gallagher show.
They don't happen, man.
For several different reasons, actually.
Yeah.
Especially now, I don't sleep, but they don't happen.
I'd watch Paige's dreams, because I bet it would be like, It would be whimsical and like Alice in Wonderland and just very Wizard of Oddy. Ozzy.
Yeah, like Wizard of Ozzy. Trip sometimes is weird.
Not that, but I think it would be like a Katy Perry music video.
Yeah,
where everything is, you know, big and embellished and colorful and Art Deco y and all that.
And then I have nightmares in there, so that's where you don't want.
That's the Cheshire Cat.
You don't want my dream.
I love horror movies.
Yeah, I have some scary nightmares. Mm.
Dream theater. Mm-hmm. You could get up and watch it the next day.
Yeah.
If you don't get up early enough, binge watch your dreams on the weekend.
Yeah, dream theater would have an incredible drum soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Why do you say that?
Here's the band.
Oh, Dream Theater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the band. Oh, yeah. I didn't even cross my mind. I hadn't thought about them in a long time.
Yeah.
My apologies to members of Dream Theater.
They don't care.
No, so you went out... You went out last night, Jim?
Yeah, I was up. I went up to see a couple of my buddies play some music.
Yeah,
for a little while. I didn't stay late.
Which band? I don't see any issue with saying what bands they are. You go out and support local music.
It wasn't a full band. It was Aaron and Daniel from 7 Year Witch playing a 2-man acoustic.
Oh, then don't say the full name then.
Yeah.
Don't say 7 Year Itch Witch.
7 Year Witch. It was Aaron Langford and Daniel Parker.
Yeah.
Very nice young men.
Is it a late show? What time did you get to bed last night?
Well, it would have been an early show, but it wound up being a later show. I left at 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was up till 11 last night.
Yeah, I was up that late. That's when I left to go home.
Very strange for me.
But yeah, it would have been an early show, but they thought Gary Allen was running sound.
Yeah.
So they didn't bring sound equipment, so they had to go back and get sound equipment.
Oh, no.
And then come back and play the show.
Oh, Lord.
So it's wound up starting late.
Oh, man. Well, I guess they could have just done an acoustic gimmick, right?
Well, they were doing that, but you still need some amplification.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
You don't just want to sit up there and scream.
Yeah.
Right.
Are we going to see some drama on the local scene? I mean, splitting off and doing side projects?
No, it happens.
I say, you're not going. We're a band, by God.
Yeah.
Well, you have issues.
So, you know, you gotta,
we don't have any issues with you going on ESPN radio.
You got to kick that money in.
It's a That's side true. Project.
It's the same thing.
Well, Mark's idea mainly.
Same thing.
Which one?
Bald.
K or C?
Okay.
I got something.
Nobody has issues with Paige doing a little freeform lunch thing.
I got something cooking in the fall for Clemson football, and nobody's mad at me about it.
It's an entire show Paige has, and nobody says
for
it. What?
Years.
Yeah.
Is that for real?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Ink dry on it?
No, not ink dry, not yet. Ink not dry yet. Whatever. I can't talk. But, yeah, I mean, it's been talked about, and it seems like it's going to be a thing.
See, if you'd like to say it, go ahead.
Yeah, this is some...
The dichotomy in the room is about to change, I will tell you.
I think Fatboy had no interest in doing a Clemson pregame.
I know. This is why this is so interesting to me as far as conversations go.
I'm like, hell yeah, I want to go. I want to do it.
I was never asked.
I want to do it.
Bull crap.
Was it?
See, I was under the impression you had been.
I was told you were asked.
But would you want to do it anyway?
It depends.
Yeah.
You really, honest to God.
It would have to depend.
I was, to my face, told you were asked.
Yeah.
You showed no interest in it.
Yeah, I was too. It depends on what, though?
Like who all was involved.
Oh, okay.
Let me explain. Several years ago, me, Nine, and Fatboy did the Carolina Panthers pregame show. It came on the radio network before the actual game started, or before Mick Mixon's pregame.
Mm-hmm.
We come on and do the thing. I don't keep up with football enough to do it. A, B, it turned into like a job. And it is a job, but it watching a football game for a job, to me, it was just nauseating. I was having to take notes while I was watching something that should be entertaining. So I think as a group, we agreed, yeah, man, this is a lot. So we quit doing it. And then earlier this year, they came to us, albeit I thought separately, and said, hey, would you guys be interested in doing the Clemson pregame show for the Clemson Tiger Network?
Yeah.
And you know me. No.
Mm.
I couldn't do that even if I did still keep up with football and stuff.
Yeah.
I'd be on there. I'd get thrown off. I mean, Dabo Swinney won't come back on this show because of me, and that still hurts my feelings.
I know.
I would like to, bury the hatchet and for whatever I said 8 years ago.
That ship has sailed, man. Now, I mean, he's... like one of the biggest names in college football.
Oh, I know.
And he only does like huge national interviews.
Yeah. So, but Nine said, yeah, I'm thinking about doing it. I mean, hell, you know, I'm a social butterfly man about town. I'll take the party down to Clemson.
No, I love college football. College football's fun. NFL football's, it's kind of a drag, honestly, but college football's still fun.
Well, yes. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. And then, yeah, I was told Fatboy showed no interest in it. Mm. And so I was like, that's so wild to me. You would get paid to talk about your favorite thing in the world besides, you know, your family. You thought I was going to say something else.
Yeah.
Besides family. And that now Nine is going to do the Clemson football pregame show.
It looks likely. Yeah,
will you be Nine on there too, or you have like a, will you be like Tiger Bob?
No. I'll just be Nine.
Okay.
I didn't, you know what? I think I sold them on myself when I said, I'm not just in. I'm all in.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Everybody's stealing that, though. Yeah. Who started it? Did Dabo start all in? Or because
it might have been an athletic department initiative.
Well, regardless.
The way it caught on, I figured Dabo had something to do with it.
I thought that I attribute it to Clemson, the hashtag all in, but I see it on all kind of businesses. I saw it on a church sign the other day.
Yeah.
It said, are you hashtag all in? I was like, hashtags don't work on church signs.
Saw it on a porno.
No way to see it. So anyway, when's that start up? Football season?
Football season, yep, in the fall. Well, late summer.
Oh, in the late summer, fall. I'll tell you, does Clemson play South Carolina at home this coming season?
No.
No?
On the road.
We'll do it for two seasons, and I'll tag along the next year.
Okay.
At least two seasons, do it.
Yeah. I guess it'll start on August 29th with Georgia Tech at Clemson.
Yeah. See, I would go and just hang out, but I would be embarrassing to the school and to myself to try to talk about football.
That's a Thursday night home game.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be fun.
I could analyze fan attire and things like that, but that's it.
Oh, man.
A&M the week after, another home game.
And why wouldn't you? Okay.
In a row.
Okay. I will say something to someone who told me that you turned it down, Fatboy, because they told me that. I was like, well, Fatboy don't want to do it. And why would I?
I wasn't asked, but I mean, it would have to depend on the situation.
What? How? Who's involved?
What would you seek out of that besides obviously money?
I didn't have a fun time doing the Panthers show.
Me neither.
The entire time.
It wasn't because it was the Panthers. It was just because it took 2 days out of your 2 day weekend.
Well,
for me, it did. Because y'all watch it, and I have to watch and take notes.
We'd go out and do the Panthers show, and like it would just be us sitting in a quiet, half-dead establishment.
Yeah, because it started at 10 a.m., and we're at bars starting at 10 a.m., things like 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
They had early game.
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult to do that.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be sitting at a sports bar at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and there's like three people there.
Plus, the Falcons were showing interest, and we were deciding which team we were going to go with.
But
Taylor's Falcons, not Atlanta Page.
I mean, they start tailgating before the sun comes up, and they're passionate, and they love it, and they show up.
Would you ever, like, spend the night before in Clemson? And then, you know, so you'd be there early and maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Because the party starts Friday night.
Oh, it does. But I can't be partying all night and then do the show the next morning.
Well, you've been doing it here for the last 6 months. Nine wants to rock and roll all night.
Just once a week. So, yeah, I could.
Do the radio the next day.
Just once a week. But, yeah, I could pull that off.
Do that one. Record that song. Well, listen to this. We got a whole lot of stuff planned for you. Again, it is Friday. We are going to have a ball, and hopefully you will as well. Today, we've got the FOF line, which you can get in on still, 864-241-4318. And then, such a great game yesterday. Name that flick.
Oh, it was great. So good, we got to do it again.
We're doing it again. Nine beat me yesterday, so today we'll find out who is the champion between Fatboy and Paige.
Oh, yeah.
I came up with a list. Nine came up with a list. We'll play that today for our last pair of Coca-Cola 600 tickets for Sunday, Charlotte Motor Speedway. And, of course, as always, 1-800-774-0093. That's the phone numbers to call us.
Mm-hmm.
72341. That's the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line.
Yes.
As we emanate live from Rob Inario's naming rights studio. We call it Studio Inario.
UpstateInjuryAttorney.com studio is what's on the banner, but we call it Studio Inario because it sounds cool.
That should be like where Rob goes and does his painting. You know, he's a painter now. Mm-hmm. Rob is. Really, really good.
A lot of people are painting now.
He just uses his feet, though. It's really odd.
Yeah.
He uses his feet.
He has talented feet. He used to make me sandwiches with him.
Yeah.
When we were roommates.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Nice of you. So we'd love to hear from you. Get in touch with us. But first, Paige, what is going on in the Plex?
Well, what if there's a device on the market that can accurately read human emotions? Would that freak you out?
Very much so.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Yeah. Dude, this AI technology, I don't know if it's as advanced as the commercials make it out to be, truly. But if it is, golly bum. I mean, why do we need brains anymore?
Yeah.
Why do we need brains? We'll find out why. Why do we need brains? That and more answered next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody. It's Friday. Golly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Ah.
So, you know, we already talked about how exciting this weekend is, and we're kicking it off, you know, as of, probably last night, right? Because Thursday night is when everybody went out. But
Nine did. I did.
Yeah. Well, Lee Greenwood, he will be performing this Sunday at the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and he'll be part of Military Appreciation, a part of that show, with that features the 82nd Airborne Chorus. But the... Bless you. The excitement about that is Lee Greenwood's signature song, God Bless the USA, is celebrating a big birthday, turning 35.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So he says, quote, "It is with great pride that 35 years ago I decided to release God Bless the USA. I wrote it to show my love for this country, and that decision would prove to be the most important career choice of my life."
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, what other Lee Greenwood songs are there?
There's another
Headstrong.
One.
Is there another one?
Is that the one?
I think he did Headstrong. He covered it.
He did not.
Paralyzer. I think he did that one too.
No, he did Pop That Blankie, says here, by Two Live Crew.
There's another one I've heard when I was a kid at some point. I don't know what it was.
Did he do The Streak? He looks like that guy.
He does look kind of like Ray Stevens. He does.
This is during the World Series, this clip. And then when he says, "I'm proud to be an American," shows Bernie Williams.
Well, no. He's from Puerto Rico.
Goodness.
Correct?
Yeah, he is.
A
little funny cameraman.
Say
what's on your heart, Jim. I know. I'm wiping away the tears right now.
It's just not one of my favorites.
No?
Do you feel it's a trolling song?
No, I feel it's a pandering song.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, it isn't like a...
It's not heartfelt.
Mm-mm. No. There are some great songs about America. It's slow and sad sounding, and I don't think that should be that.
No. No, it's like, this doesn't sound prideful. This sounds like, you ain't ready to fight. You're not ready to defend anything. You're going to lay down your guns and walk away with this song.
Yeah.
Pantera should do a song. Well, you know, it should have.
Yeah.
Or Metallica.
Oh, that's right. Somebody texted in that he also did God Bless You Canada for Canada. He did the same song for Canada. So, yeah, it is pandering, because he'll just write it for whatever country as long as there's money in it.
God bless you for who? God bless the P1 who sent that text in.
We played it on the show, but it's been years ago. I'd forgotten it existed, so thank you so much for texting that.
Who can remember?
Yeah, right?
But, yeah, it's no America the Beautiful. I mean, that's the song right there.
Of course.
America the Beautiful. That's my America jam.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Wait, this is the one about Canada?
Yeah, this is
same song.
Jesus. Does he just say the red and white doesn't include the blue? Because their flag's red and white, right?
Yeah.
Cold.
Well, okay. So he didn't say he's proud to be a Canadian. He's proud to be in Canada, where he knows he's free. And he is there.
Yeah.
He couldn't say, you know, "I'm proud to be in North Korea."
That's coming next.
That would be a false song.
Yeah.
False song.
Well, with the freedom thing, that ain't going to happen.
"I'm proud to be in Iran," where...
Oh, no.
And see, that's the thing. If he's in a country where they're not free, he's like, "I'm proud to be in Iraq, we're...
Well, I mean, that's better because we've helped them, sort of.
Yes.
All right.
That's my joke you talked on.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Helping you through it.
That was my hummingbird.
Well, I'm moving on. Lee's fine. Everybody can have a good time this weekend watching him sing that song.
Yeah.
But what if this is the 21st century equivalent to the mood ring? It's coming out. You know, it was kind of like a novelty thing. Really didn't work. But
you don't know that.
Well, I don't know. I didn't really think it did because it changed different colors all the time. And you didn't, you know, it said I was mad. Wasn't really mad. But Amazon is working on a device that can read human emotions. If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what does. If a device can tell how you're feeling, how you're thinking.
Well, it can't. It can fit. BP is all they can get off that.
Well,
blood pressure, not batting practice. I know Jay Dizzle's sitting there talking, you know, he's thinking in baseball terms.
Yeah.
He's balling trash.
Yeah. He's on his way here.
It's described as a health product, and it would work with a mobile app. So, you know, with the app thing, not sure about the reliability. Cause apps,
what does it do? How does it do this?
Well, it's in the development stages, and it's voice activated, and you're going to wear it on your wrist, and I guess the microphones are going to pick up sounds in your voice and then give you feedback from that.
So it uses your voice to figure out what kind of mood you're in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a free app? Because I'd love to download it and test it.
But it's a device you wear.
Here's
my Apple Watch, and here's my Amazon mood bracelet.
You look like you're a member of a SWAT team just going to work.
But I think it would work better if you wanted to know what the mood around everyone else is, not about, because you kind of know how you're feeling. But if you can wear something and determine if you're going to go home to someone who's, you know, in a state where you don't want to turn the key.
Well, don't you just assume that when you're on the way home?
You don't know what you're walking
don't
through
you
the
just
door.
Play it out like probably not going to be. But if they are in a good mood, then it's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean, if you knew that, say, your significant other is having a bad day, then you kind of can soften the blow and not say things to trigger them into a, you know, an argument or something. You
right.
know that they're someone's not having the best day ever.
And some of that on them though.
Yeah.
Even if you're in a bad mood, you can't just, you know, you can't just go around like getting triggered by the people you love.
But do you need something to detect your own emotional state? I mean, don't you know if you're upset? Can you tell?
Look,
or
a lot
if
of
it's
people
coming
don't.
On? Maybe I'm just questioning. I mean, maybe people don't know how they're feeling.
Yeah, that's
and this
a
will help
good
them.
Point.
But body language A is key, but even that, like I've tried to learn what I can about body language, and my last therapist told me that when I would get nervous talking about stuff in therapy, that I would start bouncing my right leg, and that was a sign of nervousness. I've caught myself before. I'm doing it right now.
Right now.
I've caught myself before doing it in a very non-tense kind of situation. So you can't. They don't always apply. I think.
Well, it could be you do it when you're nervous, but you also do it other times as well.
And maybe
well,
it just relaxes you.
Right, it's a self
release.
It's a self-soothing kind of thing. It's like I read this the one book I read about body language by a former FBI guy, and he said that people think that when you have your arms crossed that you're all tensed up and being defensive, but you're soothing yourself. You're hugging yourself.
Yeah.
Think about when you're at a movie theater. What do you do unless you know you might be holding a hand or sharing popcorn? But generally speaking, what are you doing? You're hugging yourself.
Yeah.
You got your hands folded.
Okay, yeah.
You're just enjoying yourself. So there's flaws in body language. But with that, though, I think it would be the same way. Blood pressure doesn't always mean excitement, doesn't always mean you're nervous.
It's going off your voice entirely.
Right, yeah. But even with that, though, like, you know how I'll get in here and, you know, I'll be talking about something. I'll say, well, why'd you do that? I think that would detect anger, but in fact, I'm just, you know, being funny trying to.
Yeah, well, the same thing if you're, like, acting in a stage show or in a movie or something, you're wearing that thing, it's going to be all kind of wonky because you're acting, you know, you're performing. Any kind of performance will throw it off.
Like, I'd like to try one.
Imagine being, like, wearing that thing and then you're, like, the singer for Napalm Death.
I want to invent a toilet seat, like a mood ring, that when you sit down, it'll tell you approximately how many wipes you'll have to do.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That'd be the best.
A pood ring.
I would love to have one of those.
But you ever sit down and look at the toilet paper roll and say, man, I don't know if that's enough, but
all
I'm already here now.
All the
time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then might you never run out.
Might have to do the chain gang walk to the hall closet in a minute.
You look at your hand and you say that definitely wasn't enough.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I didn't paint my fingernails.
Take it to the dead.
Yeah.
All right.
If it's another crutch so we don't have to communicate with each other, that sucks. Because all these devices now, they keep coming out with these things that are just more crutches that mean you don't have to learn how to communicate with other human beings, which is essential to life. And it's something that's going by the wayside because people just flat out don't. I'm not always the best at it. People just flat out don't know how to communicate with other people. It sucks.
And do you really think you need a device to tell you how to think and feel and do everything in your life? Well, apparently we do. But
apparently.
I'm proud to be in Laos.
On that note, Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige. Those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Entertaining as hell as always. Fat Boy, what is going on in the Plex or the sports world? What is your thing called? What do we call it?
Sports.
Yeah, but we need some kind of territorial compound word for that.
Can't call
sports
it
hole.
Sports center.
Sports portal.
The hole.
Sports hole. Okay, what's up in the sports hole?
There was a painting coming on the auction block that I think Nine used to have. One like it, but not this one.
It's very similar to the one I had. Yeah. Very similar. Not quite the same. Mine had multiple birds.
This one's autographed by a Hall of Fame baseball player.
This is odd. You're going to love this, Matt.
It's just an odd story.
Yep. It has two very famous signatures on it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy didn't know about the one until his lawyer saw it and said, hey.
Yeah.
I figured out one side of it very easily. Because, I know Nine's former artwork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The other part, though, I'm interested. You
remember what kind
out.
Of birds were on that painting?
Yeah. No.
I think.
No.
That would key it all. That would open up the whole story to you.
Baseball teams maybe had birds?
Mm-hmm.
But man. Okay, I'll have to think about that. You got Cardinals, you got Orioles, you got Ravens. No, that's football. Yeah. Hell! All right, we'll get it. See why I shouldn't have done that pregame show? All right, we'll get into that next in your sports hole right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
This is odd, man. This is still on the market, though. I don't think it's going to happen again. But Nine used to have a similar painting. It was a...
Very, very similar.
Yours was what, a cardinal?
No, it was multiple Orioles.
Oh, okay. It was a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It was a Gacy painting. Remember when Nine had that?
John Wayne.
Yep.
Well, this fella in Florida's got one.
It's still in the upstate, far as I know, unless Johnny sold it.
You bought the John... It was a painting by John Wayne Gacy that was signed by John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, it's signed on the back. Artists will always sign their work, usually on the back.
And that was that before your house blew up or after?
Well, before. I got rid of it before the house
exploded.
Thank
God. Yeah. That would have been blown up, too.
Yeah, but it's very similar. I mean, it's an Oriole and what looks like a dogwood branch, and I had Orioles on a dogwood tree.
So I don't know how they allowed it, but evidently when Gacy was on death row, people would, could solicit his art.
Mm-hmm.
He'd send them back a price list for whatever they wanted.
Well, they passed laws about that, mainly because of him making so much money as a death row inmate, serial killer guy.
He's making, I think it was $100 to $300 per.
Yeah.
Making a killing.
What a deal.
Well, he did this.
He had all the commissary.
He did this painting. And a guy who has it now, who's auctioning it off, he won it at an estate auction about 5 years ago in Florida. The original owner lived in Hollywood, Florida, where the Orioles had spring training. So he got it signed. He believes the painting's from 80 to 83. He got it signed after that, but he got it signed by freaking Cal Ripken.
Junior, not senior.
Yeah. So Cal Ripken Jr. autographed a painting John Wayne Gacy did as a death row inmate.
Oh, gosh.
He didn't get blank-faced to autograph it. Mm-hmm. Old Cal.
Oh, Billy.
So,
blank-faced.
Of course, this signature was on it when he bought it at the estate auction, but he didn't recognize it until his lawyer said, hey, you know that's Cal Ripken's signature. He's like, hell. So, it was brought to Cal Ripken's attention through his people.
Yeah.
And then Ripken said that he doesn't think that's his signature, but he can't 100% say it's not.
I was going to say that the C doesn't look right on it. Cal Ripken's autograph is Cal and then an R and then a dotted I and then a J period. That's what his autograph looks like.
You see, he doesn't remember signing it, but, why would he? Because I don't think anybody would tell him, hey, here's a Gacy. Would you sign it?
I remember signing that motorcycle that time, Nine. You remember that?
Yeah,
that was cool. If that ever shows up, let us know.
Oh, that dude's still around. He's a big P1.
I'll authenticate.
Yeah.
It's the only motorcycle I've ever signed, so I can verify that.
Yeah, they didn't execute Gacy until 1994.
Really?
Uh-huh.
This is on the, well, actually, you can buy it for $999.95, $10,000 basically, if you want it.
Lord.
Yeah, it ain't worth nearly that.
I have an old junk car signed by Stephen Avery, if anyone's interested. Both Stephen Avery's, actually. The pitcher and the junk dealer,
okay.
Killer. Maybe. I'm not going to tell you what happens.
No, don't spoil it.
You don't have a copy of Do the Right Thing signed by John Rocker or anything like that?
I have a subway car from New York City autographed by John Rocker, if anybody's interested. It's signed by John Rocker and Farrakhan. You'd love it. It's great.
Oh, wow.
Anybody have any interest in Gacy's last meal, his final meal before being executed?
I almost said steak.
Bucket of KFC, fried shrimp, french fries, strawberries, and a Diet Coke.
Because you'll instantly fart when they kill you.
Why are you going to have a Diet Coke? They're about to kill you.
Take the calories.
You know, Fat Boy, interesting point. You're not going, because when they fry you on an electric chair, you're going to defecate extremely fast, but it wouldn't be that food. So the joke would be the night before dinner. Oh. You'd eat just like, I'd eat a bunch of asparagus, a bunch of, whatever.
You probably had some salad.
Beans.
I would definitely not eat salad. And I would prepare them in the commissary. I would toss them, but I would not eat them.
Oh, yeah. It's bizarre, man.
No rump roast either.
You have your limits.
Not in prison.
Give me all the cabbage, please.
Right. Give me something funny on the way out the door. So Dwayne Wade's retired. He's done. And he's doing some things now that he never really had time to do or had to do, like go to the grocery store. So his wife's Gabrielle Union, the famous actress.
So what, she goes to the grocery store?
Well, no, he's going now, but she said that his mind's kind of blown when he walks in because he's surprised that milk's not $20 a gallon like he thought it was. He said there's cereals out now that he never even heard of before.
Oh, yeah.
Because he never had to go. Everything was prepared.
Yeah.
You know, with the teams and whatnot. He was shocked at all the stuff at the grocery store now. How you going to think milk's $20 a gallon?
He has no idea what stuff costs. When's the last time he's been in a grocery store? He's a child.
That's why a lot, especially athletes, they get used to that stuff. And then when they end up getting their agents or their, lawyers or whatever, whoever, taking money from them because they don't realize how much stuff costs.
Yeah. So disconnected with the world.
He's got to get used to it, man, buy his own stuff.
They're so insulated from society.
Let me close up his sports hole.
Yeah.
It's getting chilly.
Do it.
That's my out. I'll work on an out. That's a pretty good out. We close the sports hole.
You should, but at the end you should say, I'm Fat Boy. That was your Rise Guy Sports. I'm now going back in my hole. And then you can talk away from the microphone.
Matt's compromise.
I thought he did sports from the hole.
Yeah.
It's the sports hole. So
pull in one.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. We should have like an echo sound on your voice next time. All right.
He's coming out of the hole now.
That was the sports hole with Fat Boy. We're going to give you $1,000 right after this, the P1 payoff. Get ready to text this word to 72881. This word coming your way in 3.
Get
two.
Your rock on.
One.
A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.